This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Ooh, yeah.
It is the sign of a beautiful day.
Indeed.
When I hear that imaging and I basically know you're around.
I'm around, you know. I came with the weather, you know. I brought this.
You brought the sunshine? Is it sunny outside right now?
It's wonderful out there. Really? It's like in the 40s to 50s. I was talking to my one of my guys at work earlier today. I'm like, oh, this feels like 55. He's like, yeah, it's 45, but, you know, we're getting there.
Take it. Take
you
it.
Know, it's great.
I know it is. Yeah. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL. Eric Norson joining us inside the ESPN Ithaca studios as he always does. How's everything been going, man?
It's been going great. February being a shorter month, you know, we just kind of launched through that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah.
Do you do anything fun for St. Patrick's Day?
I try to avoid the bars on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I got that out of my system in college. You
yeah.
know, the big parties and everything. I like a nice quiet bar nowadays.
Amen.
Yeah.
You've got that one dude who's like our age who's just still going
all
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, trying to show off for everybody.
It's like all power to you, but like I just don't feel like dealing with young drunks. You know?
I know. Here's what I do. The perfect St. Patrick's Day I ever had was my senior year of college.
Yeah.
Got a couple of six packs or whatever of Guinness.
Yeah.
Right? And just hung out and watched March Madness on TV.
That sounds great.
Like, in our apartment.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's
like,
it.
Super low-key. I feel like my senior year of college is when I flipped the switch.
Yeah.
And, like, matured.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. You know, maybe bring home, like, a fifth of Irish whiskey and, you know, call it a day. You know?
Fine by me.
It's great.
All right. What do we got? We've got two Colossa cans and a bottle that I don't want to tell people what it is.
Let's not talk about that yet.
Big surprise. I can't
but,
wait.
We're going to be doing revisits, actually.
Okay.
I've been making, like, especially before wintertime started, when, you know, our entire tourist money just drops out,
yeah.
you know, where we see like 10 people in a week. You know, I kind of planned for this. So I started making beers that'll be good in 3 months after that all passes. Like,
smart idea.
So big one was Perleficent, which is what we'll start off with. Perleficent, we talked about it in November or so.
Yeah.
Belgian Golden Strong Ale with Gewurztraminer and grape juice in it. If you look at like how they produce one of the original, the original Golden Strong Ale Duvel, actually, when they make Duvel and they get it in the bottle, they then sell it for an additional 3 months.
Really?
So that kind of puts this at prime time. This is when you want to drink Perleficent.
Perleficent is one of my favorite creations of yours, and we've mentioned it so many times. It is a beer that drinks very well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, especially for its alcohol percent.
Because it's 9.5.
Yeah, 9.5%. But now, like, the other thing to consider as well is also, in addition to Belgian Golden Strongs, you have Gewurztraminer juice in this.
Yeah.
When you make Gewurztraminer wine, honestly, you're sitting on that for about 3 to 6 months before it actually gets bottled.
Okay.
Like, I believe it's been a while. I haven't really poked around in the winemaker side, but I'm pretty sure they're still sitting on a tank of Gewurztraminer from 2019 that hasn't made it into bottles. So kind of gives you a little perspective on, you know, when you're seeing that Gewurztraminer. You saw a really fresh Gewurztraminer in November, and it was super clean. But, like, now, well, let's get into this.
Oh, man, you're making me so excited. Oh, look at that color. Ooh.
That aroma, a lot
Ooh,
more
wow.
floral. There's there's a weird Asian fruit called lychee that you kind
of
get.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's kind of like a mix between, like, you know, kind of like peach and like kind of mango and guava is kind of what lychee does. This is just opened up.
It's a lot it tastes a lot different than it used to.
Yeah, it does. Like, it used to be, it was very straightforward, very tight. I'd describe it.
Yeah,
the flavor doesn't spread out as much, but like now you open it and it just spreads out in your mouth. You have like this weird mix of spices and flowers and fruits.
What a difference a couple of months can make.
Absolutely.
So good. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Coming up in a little bit, your chance to win a growler and a fill to go visit the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing. What else we got?
Next up is, you haven't seen this in a long time. We're not putting it on tap yet, but I tapped it today just because I next week I'm planning on putting this out in a few competitions. This is Chardemain.
Yes.
Yes. So this was an English-style barley wine. I split the batch between Chardonnay barrels and gin barrels.
Oh, my gosh.
And it spent 3 months in those. So it picked up just a touch of the barrel notes, but it's still largely just English barley wine.
Okay.
The aroma. Now, this is actually a good example of oxidation because, yeah. I mean, it's part of the style, but it's definitely got an oxidative aroma to it, but you pick up a lot of fruit in that as well. It's almost kind of got like a dried fruit leather kind of smell to it. But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this is, I think, what, 9.5%?
I was
going to
ask,
10%?
Is it? That's
yeah, exactly. It's mellowed out a lot in the last year. This was produced, well, I put it in a tank last January, then spent 3 months in barrels, and then I think April or March we put it on tap last year.
Do you feel like since you've taken over, you're doing a lot more of, you know, putting beer in barrels of this, that, or the other than you guys ever have before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we used to have a barrel, not necessarily an actual barrel program, but that was one of the things that Eric Byers wanted to do, and I brought a lot of that, you know, skill in because I did a lot of that at when I was working at Harpoon.
Yeah.
We had quite a few barrel things, and since their acquisition of Clown Shoes, we did even more barrel stuff. But, you know, I brought a lot of that in and, you know, helped to expand the program, definitely.
This is so good. Mm. The kicker is, if it's going to be on tap soon, people better hurry up because I might beat them to there with getting a growler or something like that.
Well, this is also, like, part of a great thing about barley wines is they're almost bomb-proof or, like, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily bomb-proof. The fact that they have oxidative qualities to them make it so that they're respectable in their older age, you know, where people expect that oxidation. I mean, if I got this aroma off an IPA, like if I cracked open a can of Hop Tropic and smelled this, I'd be like, well, we got to dump this batch, guys.
What is this?
We can't sell this to people. But this is part of the style of doing English barley wines, especially as they age out, you know, is getting that oxidative aroma and having it in a palatable and approachable aroma. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is exceptional. This is so mellow and just so smooth.
It's so nice. I love definitely.
It. All right, I'm very excited for this bottle. Do you want to introduce it, or do you want me to?
Go for
it. It's Triple Bock. I'm excited.
Exactly. So this is a 2018 to 2019 batch, so this was about a year ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, we packaged this last May, so it's just had more and more time to really kind of get mellower and mellower and open up and expand.
The color of it, it's just beautiful.
It is.
It smells delicious. The taste is tremendous.
So we actually bottled way too much last year.
Really?
Yeah. So, but this is actually a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to be offering this year, once we re-release it in May, we'll be offering vertical tasting. So you can taste that 2019 batch next to the 2020 batch. And we're anticipating by having that kind of split, we'll be able to circulate it on through time. So in 2021, you'll probably be able to taste 2019, 2020, and 2021
really
at the same time. So that's our plan right
so
now.
So wait, was that an accidental plan or did you actually plan this? Because you're very good at planning things.
That was so we switched our bottles. If you noticed, it used to be like a label that we placed on.
Right.
We got painted bottles. You had to do two pallets of it before it was like profitable or good for us.
Yeah.
So we got two pallets, and Eric Byers kind of made the executive decision of, like, we're going to do two pallets of this.
But that's such a brilliant idea.
It is. It actually sets us up really well for this. And we had talked about doing this, you know, as well. So, you know, it's good that we're going to be able to do this. So this year, we're only going to do one pallet.
Okay.
But because you're going to be splitting off the 2019 with the 2020, we'll probably be able to keep on recirculating it.
That'd be so cool. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on VTL. Go visit Eric and the good folks on Route 414 in Lodi.
That is so smooth. I've been talking so much, I haven't had a chance.
I just knew it would be, and I tasted some, like, as you were going on and on, I'm like, I can't resist.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, as always, a growler and a fill to a lucky listener who can go visit you up there at Wagner Valley Brewing. Who are we giving that to today?
Let's do number 10.
All right, 10, 607-533-0077, 607-533-0077. Hurry up, dial in. Caller number 10 is who we're looking for. Eric, as always, thanks so much, man.
No problem, man.
VTL back after this.